sweating, tossing and turning, lost in the dreams of another tormented night. I escaped to find myself walking aimlessly down streets paved with 500-year-old cobblestones. Drifting under a full December moon, alongside canals full of the blackest water I have ever seen. Nowhere to go and no one to see. Just me, the moon, and a host of beings trailing along, unseen by most, but visible to me. Always just over my shoulder, wondering about me, plotting over me, coveting everything about me. Low, almost unheard music echoes down a rain and fog-soaked Venetian alley. I curse my existence, wondering why it is I chose this life, as waves of loneliness and remorse, so dank and dark, heavy to the point of being the final stone that crushes my very soul, weigh me down, slowing me to a dismal crawl. I walk these alleys in the dead of night, when mortals huddle beneath their covers, soaking up the essence of those lying next to them, and I can sense it, their comfort and peace, like an anchor pulling me into the inky blackness of the canals. Night after night I prowl, waiting for the next call, the summons from the ultimate paymasters. When will it end? And have I done enough? Will I ever be able to do enough? So I walk into the night as the music fades. Into the dark until half dead from the exhaustive burden of 700 years of walking the earth, I find myself back where I began my life in this city, in front of a small, almost forgotten church, hidden down a dark alley, wedged in among stone piles called homes, apartments, and shops, a place forgotten after all these years by all of humanity, save me. The steps, time-worn in no small part from my own feet, do their duty, bearing me up from the street into the overhanging darkness of a pillared portico sheltering the huge wooden door. A door locked to mortals, but less than a momentary obstacle to one like me. And then I'm in, among the stillness and reverence. Only a few of the straggling horde who follow me dare to enter, those who claim to be on my side, but in fact could just as easily be my enemy someday. They hum and sway the closer I get to my destination, slowly falling under the spell of the place. In my immortality, a wholly different state of being than the one enjoyed by those who now crowd around me, struggling to get close to the source of my veneration, I soon bask in the radiated grace emanating from the hollowed-out space beneath my feet. Finally, exhausted and worn beyond imagination, I fall face down, fingers clawing at the spaces between the stones. My tears, laden with loneliness and pain, slip into the cracks, watering what lies unknown and unsuspected beneath the floor. Unknown and unsuspected by any mortal, known only to me and those who follow me through a dark and violent world. In the end, all I'm left with are my prayers. I hope someone is listening. I am Gaspar de Raus. I'm immortal, and this is my life.